Hey, folks, welcome to our second encore of the week. This one from January of last year, Don Mixa plays his trumpet, you know, his mouth trumpet. Don says he plays the trumpet, but we've never seen the trumpet. We've never heard his real trumpet because it's always in the shop being repaired. However, he does have his mouth trumpet, and he backs Emerelda Wheeler at a new club. Emerelda Wheeler, the wife of Dean Wheeler, she's a singer. At least she's been trying to be a singer for a long time. And what?
You said at least she be trying to be a singer.
Right. Look, we're screwing up a lot tonight. I'm sorry, but that's
all right.
Just the way it's got to be. Also, Bobby and Steve Dooley roll out their new Western Estates gear. How can you miss this? This is a beautiful thing. Coming up right now on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And a very, very pleasant good evening or good afternoon or whatever the hell it is. You guys, I'm sorry, I'm sounding a little distracted.
Well, we do have Don Mixa at the Slip-On.
Now, what is the Slip-On?
It's the new club over here. It's in the Valley.
The Slip-On, Don Mixa, but more importantly, Dean Wheeler, who we haven't talked to in a while. Let me get Dean. Dean, are you there?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, it's Dean Wheeler, and I'm excited because Emerelda is on stage here at the Slip-On in Western Estates, just south of West Hills. We're excited about, she's on stage right now, Don. Here's Don Mixa.
Hi, Phil, it's Don, and we're listening to Emerelda right now. I told that Dean...
Can you keep it down, please?
Sorry, I told Dean that I can play trumpet. You know, I can play the trumpet to her and not point the... He had a problem with these trumpet players pointing the bell of the trumpet right at her rear end.
Yeah, I don't need that. You understand?
No, I know. So I'm going to play trumpet here. And
you're going to play the trumpet and not point the bell of the trumpet at her, you know,
at her ass.
Yeah, that's correct. But I didn't want to have to put. Hold on. Here she comes. Here we go.
What are you doing? Hold on. Do you own a trumpet? Hold on.
Really?
What do I think? Can I have the... Mr. Henry, hi. You recommended this man, Don Mixa, to me.
Don is supposed to be playing a trumpet.
He says you're supposed to play...
I'm going to play the trumpet, but my trumpet has been broken, and it's been in the shop.
This is a load of horse dung that he lays on us all the time.
Hey, look at Dean. Don't buy that. He doesn't own a trumpet. He plays mouth trumpet.
Oh, my dear God.
Oh, take it easy. Now, listen, you're going to love this. Hold on.
Hey, you know, you got to play a real trumpet.
Just watch. I'm not pointing at the bell of their ass. Is that just going to make it? Here we go. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, man, it's too weird for words.
What the hell am I doing here?
What an asshole.
I can't have this, Phil. The guy's not even playing trumpet.
Let me ask you something there, Dean. Isn't it enough that no one's pointing the bell of a trumpet at your wife's ass?
I guess it is.
It is what I promised him, and now he's saying that I'm no good, trying to kick me out of the club here.
You're standing here, and you're just going with your mouth, man. There's no trumpet.
All right, but I'm not pointing the bell at her butt. And that's the point.
Take it easy, man.
Hold on. We're causing a scene, and my wife is on stage right now.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd like to sing.
Hold on, Phil. All right.
It's coming up.
Here we go. Two. Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, that sounds gay.
Hey, watch the homophobia, okay? Oh, sorry. Anyway, you get the idea.
I think that's an abomination before God and man. If you're going to play trumpet...
Look, Wheeler, you're the guy that said you were upset with the fact the guys are pointing the bells of their horns at their wife's ass, right?
At their wife's
ass? At your wife's ass.
Wait, can I jump in here? Because I think it's important for some context, if you don't mind, Dean.
What context are you talking about?
Hey, Don, the guy wants a real trumpet player, not a guy doing mouth trumpet.
I play the trumpet. I play it just the way I just played it. My trumpet's in the shop! Every time!
Thank you very, very much.
Hey, yeah, hey, Dean? Man, you're not supposed to come on here and yell like you just took one, like you took one straight. You're not supposed to come on here and yell like you get that someone took a cob and just went, yeah, right up there. You did what? Well, she was a redhead.
Come here, give me that. Where are you at? Hey, Don, are you there?
I'm sorry, Phil. I lost my temper. I said, I don't want this guy in my club, but Phil, I don't know what to tell you. Now, look, you were in an emergency situation. You needed a horn player because the last six horn players were blowing their horns right at your wife's ass and weren't really paying attention. So I come in here. You come in here and you don't even have a real horn. You're standing next to me going, and I feel inadequate. I feel weird. Look at Bemarella. She's not even looking at me. Well, I think your wife was able to. Hold on. I got to listen to her sing. Is there a trumpet in this song? Doesn't sound like it. Here. Well, can you improvise? So you don't even have a horn. Wait, I'll improvise some. Listen.
Come on, Mixer, that sucks.
Wait a minute.
I can't stand it anymore.
Let me tell you something, Wheeler. Your wife ain't all that much of a singer either.
Okay, I don't know why. Why are we even being bothered with this?
Oh, you're being bothered. Oh, boy. I told you that Emerelda was... Didn't I talk to you, Phil?
No, who'd you talk to? Did you talk to you, Margaret? Dean, yes, Dean talked to me and said that Emerelda was going to be at the Slip-On. The Slip-On is a brand new jazz club here in the San Fernando... Well, actually, on the furthest western edge of the valley. You know what? It's got a small loafer.
Yeah, it's got a neon loafer blinking on and off for the Slip-On.
Whatever.
Well, listen, it's a big night for my wife because she got booked into the Slip-On.
Yeah. Oh, she got booked into... You know something, Dean? I look at your wife and I think of slipping on something.
Why, you dirty...
I'm only kidding. I'm sorry. I'm only...
Well, Phil, you've got to check that out. Find out what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, are you all right? It sounded like somebody grabbed you. Yeah, it did. It sounded like you got grabbed. Well, the St. Christopher medal... You need that, will you? You okay, Don?
Yeah, we were just screwing around.
We're just fooling around, Mr. Henry. It's just, you know, that was... Something's got to give in this nightclub, you know, because Emerelda's stinking.
Okay, that's the great rippling rhythms there of Emerelda Wheeler and Dean Wheeler and Don Mixa, and they're just screwing with our heads here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, listen, before we all get angry, let's get something straight here. This is a woman who, for whatever reason, is just not getting any better as a singer, and he and the husband, Dean Wheeler, can't find any adequate musicians.
Yeah, and so in the meantime, he's got all these guys coming in hitting on his wife on the bandstand with their horns.
Yeah, pointing their horns at her butt.
I got that already. I mean, and who recommended Don Mixa?
Well, we all did, Phil, because Dean was in a desperate state.
So you recommend a guy that doesn't really play trumpet.
We recommended a guy that could get up there in a pinch and make trumpet noises.
All right, okay. I mean, it's no big sweat off of me, but there's Mixa losing it. Okay, and screaming, but I'm telling you, the next time I get a guest that screams, we're just going to ban him from the show forever.
I understand, I tell you, you cannot scream. If you scream, you'll be banned forever.
And what do they say?
Nothing.
Yeah, and then they go ahead and scream anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's what I call producing a show.
Well, God, man.
All right, coming back, we got Bibby. We have Dobby and Boob.
Bobby and Steve Dooley will run down the great things they have in their merch store, as I did there at the beginning of the show, in the promo. It's all coming up next, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We want to tell you about the backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, but can you handle it? Can you handle 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content the world has ever seen? Can you handle that? Are you able to wrap your legs, your arms, and your lips around 60,000 plus hours of audio, as well as video, as well as podcasts, as well as television and radio interviews and TV pilots? And there's even more than that. There are certain long-form and short-form comedy bits that we don't even want to get into. We don't want to get into it because, quite frankly, we're afraid. We're afraid of what the authorities might say.
Yeah.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com while the authorities are allowing us to stay open. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The greatest value online.
Other than porn.
And now it's time for Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Hi, everybody. This is Bobby.
And I'm Steve.
And welcome to our Western Estates Homeowners Association rollout of all of the great merchandise that we got going on at the Western Estates merchandise. You know, at the Western Estates merchandise.
Right. These are the Western Estates merchandise. It's the merchandise from...
Yeah, it's the merchandise from our Phil Henry Show store.
Yes, it's the merchandise from the Phil... Although I'm not really understanding why... Anyway,
Why what?
Why do we have to have it in your... Well, anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show merch store is where we have to keep our stuff, you know...
Well, we had to dump it there until we...
Dumping anything.
Okay, Bobby and Steve, welcome to the program. I didn't mean to...
Phil, you really sounded...
You sounded bad there, Mr. Henry. You went, ga 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 ga.
It did. It sounded as if you had some kind of a glottal freeze.
I'm sorry. I was trying to find the words to say, it's okay, let's forget about whether the stuff was dumped in our store. You guys have agreed to have your merchandise sold in the world-famous Phil Henry Show store, correct?
Yes, we have, Phil. We just don't want to make a huge deal out of it because in a lot of ways... We want people to remember that the Bobby and Steve Dooley merch, Steve, right?
Yeah, the Bobby and Steve Dooley merch stands on its own, yeah. I mean, we don't need the Phil Henry Show store. I mean, we're happy to do it, but
where else are you going to put it?
Where are you guys going to put it if you don't have Phil's merch store?
We can certainly open up our own shop over here on... I was eyeing a product on King Kong Boulevard. So before you pull into Western Estates...
You'd put something over there on King Kong.
We put something on King Kong Boulevard. And maybe we still will, but as it is, we'll settle for, you know...
Well, I'm so happy that you're settling for it.
All right, Mr. Henry, don't get, you know...
Don't get it wadded up and shoved up there, Mr. Henry. We're all friends here.
Yeah, okay, so... Bobby, did you want to say what is in the store?
Well, I do, but I'm noticing a tone. You go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you just went, yeah, okay. Don't you care?
I do care, you guys. I care a great deal. But I think what you're trying to do,
we're trying, Bobby, to lord it over Phil and to try to position yourselves as the shit.
How dare you?
Hold on, will you, General? Bobby, thank you very much for being with us. I'm very lucky to have your merch in my store. Where do you want to start?
Thank you, Phil. Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. Our merch is now in the Phil Henry Show store, and we'll be there until further notice. There's an awful lot that, you know, there's an awful lot that we have in the store, and there's a lot of stuff what we don't want to have in the store. Let's start out with the his and her flip-flops, Steve.
Yeah, these are his and her flip-flops. They come in a blue and green. They have the design of the Western States Homeowners Association, Homeowners Association on them, and they.
What does that mean, Homeowners Association, General? All right.
You have something. Anyway, the Western States Homeowners Association logo is on them, and they're just beautiful. They're his and hers. Steve?
And we also have the Western Estates women's racerback tank top, and it's blue, and it's blue, and the design is also red. And then we also have the Western Estates Homeowners Association women's long sleeve T-shirt.
This is a wonderful looking, sort of a baseball shirt that I think you'll all enjoy. But let's get to the good stuff, Steve.
Yeah, we've got a baseball cap, the Western Estates baseball cap, and we have as well the wine mug.
Yes, the beautiful Western Estates insulated wine tumbler that you can take for wine and cheese tastings. If you're invited to any kind of a tasting, you can have your wine tumbler, you get out of the car, you're casually holding it, and people say, oh, isn't that, you know, what's in that? You go, wine, what did you think?
Yeah, you go, wine, what do you think it's like? What do you think it's like, grape juice or something?
Yeah, and you casually walk along holding the tumbler. It don't have no, I mean, it doesn't have any stem. It's very casual in the way they do it now.
You gotta do it all casual now.
The next up item we have is the ceramic beer stein. Get a load of that, Steve.
Yeah, a fully ceramic beer stein. And you can put beer in there. And also, I've done experiments. You not only can put beer in a beer stein, if you want, you can put Coca-Cola and a variety of other items.
Yes, it's all there for you at the Western Estates store.
Now, Bobby, let's hear about the tote.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Henry, we'd like to roll this out.
Let's hear about the tote.
Fine. The Western Estates... we have the Western Estates plate zipper tote. It's a bag, and it looks like, frankly, it looks like a grocery bag you get at Trader Joe's, but whatever.
I think it's a very nice item.
Yeah, Bobby, it's great.
Okay, it's fine. Just kidding around. There are also Western Estates magnets. We have a beautiful set of Western Estates golf balls, Steve.
Yeah, for the man who's the golfer in your life, yeah, a set of Western Estates golf balls, and your name will be on his balls.
Yeah. I told you not to use that line, didn't I?
I'm sorry, buddy.
Ow!
Right in my nuts.
I never touched him.
You didn't touch me.
I told you guys I didn't want you doing that anymore, didn't I?
Mr. Henry, it's a big gag.
I told you not to do that anymore, didn't I?
What?
Anyway,
that's the items that we have in the merch store at the Phil Henry Show website. Check it out at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than the porn.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Bobby and Steve Dooley. We're looking forward to taking a look at all of the merch there in the store.
Right, and be sure you pick up the golf balls. Oh, I'm sorry. I said balls.
Yeah, she said balls. Better not say that.
Yeah, better pick up the golf nuts. No, I can't say that. How about
Bobby and Steve Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Check them out. Check out their merch today.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for CMPRI Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah.